none but the hungry heart. 7:4. Rest and rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4 verse 4. Exhaustive effort brings home the necessity of strengthening rest. The believer will not be ready to enter into his spiritual rest until he is utterly worn out by his unsuccessful efforts to conquer sin and the old man. There is no rest for the wretched man of Romans 7. That struggle must lead into the rest of Romans 8. Grace is sufficient for the favourable circumstances, but they are by far the most trying spiritually to the believer. There is an easy way of going on in worldliness, and there is nothing more sad than the quiet, comfortable Christian going on day by day apart from dependence upon the Lord. It must be as with Israel and the manna. There must be the daily gathering and daily dependence upon God. If circumstances come between our hearts and God, we are powerless. If the Lord Jesus is nearer, circumstances will not hinder our joy in God. The heart of man naturally seeks rest and seeks it here. Now, there is no rest to be found here for the believer, but it is written, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." Hebrews 4 verse 9. To know this is both full of blessing and full of sorrow. Sorrow to the flesh, because it is always seeking its rest here. It has always to be disappointed. Blessings to the Spirit, because the Spirit, being born of God, can only rest in God's rest. As it is said in Hebrews 4 verse 5, "If they shall enter into my rest." What God desires for us is to bring us into the enjoyment of all that which he himself enjoys. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37 verse 7.